What if your AI could trade stocks for you, not just advise you? Well, that future just got a lot closer thanks to a major financial platform. We're also looking at how India's gig economy is powering the next generation of robotics, a significant shift in Google's advertising strategy, and YouTube's new approach to AI transparency. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. Let's get into it. First up, the world of personal finance just took a fascinating turn. According to TechCrunch, Robinhood, the popular trading platform, is now allowing users to create dedicated accounts where their AI agents can actively trade stocks. This isn't just about getting AI-powered recommendations. It's about giving an AI agent direct control over a preloaded balance to execute trades on your behalf.
This new feature from Robinhood represents a significant leap in autonomous financial management, blurring the lines between human and algorithmic decision-making and investment. Users will be able to set up a separate, ring-fenced account with a specific amount of capital, which their chosen AI agent can then manage and trade within defined parameters. It's designed to offer a hands-off approach for those comfortable with delegating their trading strategies to advanced algorithms, potentially opening up new avenues for passive income generation or highly specialized trading tactics. The implications for retail investors and the broader financial market are substantial, as this could democratize access to sophisticated trading strategies previously reserved for institutional players. Next, let's talk about the foundational work powering the future of robotics. TechCrunch reports on an innovative startup called Human Archive, founded by researchers from UC Berkeley and Stanford, which is leveraging India's vast gig economy to collect crucial, real-world data for AI and robotics training. This venture is paying gig workers to wear specialized camera-equipped caps and sensor devices, capturing the intricate physical interactions and environmental data that advanced AI models desperately need to learn about the physical world.
This approach addresses a critical bottleneck in robotics development: the scarcity of diverse, real-world physical interaction data. By deploying thousands of human data collectors across various environments in India, Human Archive is building an unparalleled dataset that can teach robots how to navigate, manipulate objects, and understand complex human behaviors in a way that simulated data often cannot. This initiative not only provides valuable training material for AI labs globally, but also creates new economic opportunities for gig workers, positioning India as a key player in the foundational data supply chain for the next generation of intelligent machines. Moving to the advertising landscape, Google is making a major strategic shift that signals the end of an era for digital marketers. Artificial Intelligence News announced that Google is folding its long-standing display ads into its AI-powered demand gen platform. This move effectively sunsets the traditional Google Display Network, or GDN, which has been a staple of the open internet for nearly two decades, allowing marketers to target placements and bid on audiences with static creative.
The integration into Demand Gen means that advertisers will now rely heavily on Google's advanced AI to optimize their campaigns, from audience targeting to creative generation and placement. This transition emphasizes an AI-first approach where the platform's algorithms take a more proactive role in campaign performance, moving away from the more manual, rule-based systems of the past. For marketers, this means adapting to a more automated and data-driven ecosystem, where understanding and leveraging AI's capabilities will be paramount for successful advertising outcomes on Google's vast network.
The platform will not only make these labels more prominent, but will also begin automatically identifying and labeling AI-generated content where possible, reducing the reliance on manual disclosures. This move is a crucial step toward fostering trust and combating misinformation in an increasingly AI-driven content landscape.
by ensuring that viewers are clearly aware when content has been synthetically generated or significantly altered by AI, YouTube is working to empower its audience with the information needed to critically evaluate what they consume, especially as AI tools become more sophisticated and accessible for content creation. Before I let you go, keep an eye on the evolving discussions within major news organizations regarding AI integration. The Verge highlights the ongoing AI fight brewing inside the New York Times, where employees are gearing up for negotiations over how AI should be used in newsrooms. This debate, increasingly playing out at bargaining tables between unions and publishers, will set precedents for the future of journalism and content creation in the age of artificial intelligence. That is TSL Bite-Sized for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.